Book of Philippians.
我哋翻开腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter one.
我哋由第一节睇到第十一节。
We'll read from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Let's read it all together, whether it's in Chinese or English.
腓立比书第一章由第一节到十一节.
Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. In confidence of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bond and in defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. 弟兄姊妹读过呢十一节嘅圣经，唔知有冇一啲嘅印象
？Now, brothers and sisters who have read through these 11 verses, I don't know if you have a certain impression.
如果你读完冇乜印象，唔紧要，你可以翻去自己再读。
If you have read through it just now, you don't have any specific impression, that's fine. You can go home and read it again.
今朝愿意同弟兄姊妹喺腓立比书一开头呢一段嘅说话里边嚟有啲嘅分享，大家有啲嘅彼此嘅勉励。
This morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters from the passage here in Philippians so that we can edify and encourage one another.
我唔知道喺圣经里边你有冇边一卷书你系特别中意嘅。
I don't know if you have a particular book that you especially love in the Bible.
有啲弟兄姊妹中意诗篇。
Some brethren might like Psalms.
有啲弟兄姊妹佢中意以弗所书，讲到神嘅启示。
Some brethren might really love the book of Ephesians because it talks about the revelation of God.
但我自己嚟讲，我就觉得腓立比书呢一卷书。是对我来讲是特别或者喜欢去读。
But as for me, personally, I love Philippians or I really like to read the book of Philippians.
当然有原因啊。
Of course, there are certain reasons.
其中有一个原因就是它很短。
One of the reasons is this book is quite short.
它只有四章。
There are only four chapters.
只有104节。
And there is only 104 verses.
所以如果我见到好多青年嘅弟兄姊妹喺度啊
，I see there are many young brothers and sisters here.
唔知你识唔识背一卷圣经
？I don't know if you have memorized a particular book in the Bible.
如果你真系喺主嘅里边有一个心愿，你话我圣经我唔单止要读，我要识得念一卷圣经。
Now, if you have such a desire before the Lord, is that not only do I read your book, Lord, but I also want to memorize your book, and there's this particular book in the Bible.
唔系读一章圣经，系读一卷书啊！你话我识读一卷书，你爸爸妈妈一定好欢喜。
Now, this is not just one chapter in the Bible, this is a whole book in the Bible. So if you tell your parents that, oh, I read through a whole book in the Bible, I'm sure your parents will be delighted.
唔系 read through, 识念一卷书。
Now, if you haveMemorize through a whole book in the Bible, not just a chapter. I'm sure your parents will be delighted.
你话如果你念一章咧，个个都识诗篇廿三篇。
Now, if you say I know how to memorize a chapter in the Bible, Psalm 23, all of us can recite Psalm 23.
但你知唔知道，如果你念晒成卷腓立比书啊
？But if you have memorized, recited the whole entire book of Philippians,
其實仲短過詩篇裏邊119篇嘅。
Actually, the entire book of Philippians is even shorter than Psalm 119.
因為詩篇119篇，佢一章聖經啊就有176節。
Because in one chapter of Psalm 119 has 176 verses.
所以一開頭我就鼓勵你哋啊讀每一卷書。
So even at the very beginning, I want to encourage you to set the right tone so that you would have this in mind, the whole book of the Bible.
我上一次嚟呢度是很久之前嚟过。
Now, the last time when I came to fellowship with you is quite a while.
下一次嚟我唔知几时再嚟。
I don't know when I would come to have fellowship with you again next time.
但如果我下一次嚟的时候，我会问你哋啲青年人，你念晒成卷腓立比书未？
But next time when I do come to see you again, I will ask the young people, have you memorized the entire book of Philippians?
如果下一次嚟嗰时候问你哋有人话念晒啦，我有奖品俾你。
Now next time I come and I ask you and you say yes, I've memorized the entire book of Philippians, I will have a prize for you.
你如果你唔记，我唔记得问你嚟问我啊。
If I forget to ask you, you can come and ask me.
但系点解我觉得呢一卷书能够对我哋特别有帮助嘅？
So then why is it I feel especially helpful with this book?
因为我们实在看见我们知道很多神的心意。
Because I realize that we all know much of God's desire.
我们知道在保罗的书信里面，以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西是很宝贵的，他在监狱里面写的。
We know that these three particular epistles of Paul are very precious, which he wrote in prison, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
在以弗所里面讲到教会是基督的身体，将神的心意启示出来。
In the book of Ephesians, it talks about the fact that the church is the body of Christ. It really reveals the God's desire to us.
在哥罗西书里面那里讲到基督是教会的元首，将以弗所的启示达到咁高峰。
In the book of Colossians, it brings the revelation in Ephesians even to a higher pinnacle, and that is the fact that Christ is the head of the church, the body.
但系当我哋讲到腓立比书嘅时候
，But when we share on the book of Philippians,
佢唔单止讲到基督系我哋嘅目标，系我哋嘅一切。
Not only does it share with us the fact that Christ is our goal, He is our all.
而且系特别讲俾我哋听，我哋点样将呢一个真理。这个启示在我们生活里面活出来。
But it really expounds the fact for us and helps us not only know about this revelation, this truth, but to be able to live it out.
我们大家都知道我们跟主的关系。
We all know the relationship which we have with the Lord.
他是元首，他是头，我们是身体。
The Lord, He is the head, He is the ruler, but we are the body.
但我们怎样将我们是基督身体那个生活我们就活出来了。
The fact now then, how do we live out this living and carry out the living, the fact that we are the body of Christ?
如果你真的话能够将腓立比书不单止读过念出来。
Now, the fact is, not only have we read through Philippians, but we are able to recite it.
我相信神就藉着主的话来就成为你脚前的灯，路上的光，你一日一日你就能够渐渐将神的旨意活出来。
I believe then, but God will allow for the word, His word to be the light to our feet and the lamp to our feet and the light to our path to be able to help us carry that out, live that out daily.
我愿意今朝就是要一个小小的开始。
May it be a little bit of a beginning for us today.
希望在我们在生活里面怎样将一个德性的生活活出来那条路。那个开始指俾大家。
I'm willing to point out that way, that path for everyone, how to be able to live victoriously in our daily life, to have triumph.
所以一开头，保罗就喺度讲基督耶稣个仆人保罗和提摩太写信俾凡住在腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒，同埋中尉监督、中尉诸位执事。
Here in Philippians chapter 1 verse 1, it begins for us, Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons.
愿因为平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
你读中文的时候，你现在已经
Now, if you read it a few more times through, you'll be able to memorize these two verses already. But as we read these two verses, here it doesn't merely just give us an introduction to begin. We must know that each word in the Bible has its particular meaning. Because all scriptures is inspired by God, given to us.
So, 圣经里面,那些开场把,给我介绍一下,哪个写了一本书,但是里面,当你去看的时候,去默想的时候,你会觉得在里面真的能够很给我们有启示的。
Perhaps even with words like this, you say, oh no, this is just an introduction by Paul, it's a greeting, it's just how he begins his letters. But no, if we meditate upon it, if we really consider these words, it will give us revelation. We know that in many epistles upon his greeting, as he begins the letter, he says he is the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here, he uses a specific word, he is the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you look at different translations, when they do the translation, some translations would say that he is the bondservant of Jesus Christ, the slave of Jesus Christ. Even at the very beginning, when he introduces himself in this way, there is a message to be said. It is spoken to you and me. He reminds us that he is the bond servant, the slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. That it is written by Paul and Timothy, the bond servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that it is inspired, written by the Holy Spirit. But the fact that Paul highlights the fact he is the bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then at the very beginning, when we even start to read this book, we have to have the right tone, that we have to see it under this light, what a bond servant wants to tell us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, so we want to receive revelation. We need God sending us.
做使徒,
we need God to send apostles to write the letters to us.
但如果我们讲到生活,
but if we're talking about living,
将神的道出来的话,
to be able to live out the word of God,
但如果我们首先要看到,
brothers and sisters, the first thing we must see, we have to stand in a position as bond servants.
因为今天我们为什么不能够
Now today, how come we're not able to live becomingly as saints, to live out the grace which we have received?
因为我们站错了地位,
it's because we stood on the wrong ground.
我们没有真正地让主作我们的主,
we did not allow for the Lord truly to be our Lord.
一个真正能够将主的道活出来在你身上的人,
one who is truly to allow the word of the Lord to live out upon us,
你是一个真正承认自己没有主权, 你是属于主的人,
we must be one who confesses the fact we do not have our own right. We are one who is under the sovereignty of the Lord.
我们怎么样能够将主的生命活出来?
How are we able to live out the life of the Lord?
怎么样能够结满人意的果子?
How are we able to bear fruits of righteousness?
弟兄姊妹, 只有当我们让基督的生命 在我们里面作主作王的时候,
it is only when we allow for the life of the Lord to reign within us to be our Lord.
所以我们看到,一会儿就给我们看见,做仆人,做奴仆的光,先摆在我们的跟前。
Therefore, at the very beginning, we must have the right attitude to have the light as a servant, a bond servant, to have the Lord place that at the forefront.
一个奴仆, 他是没有他自己的意思,
a bond servant does not have his own will.
他是没有自己的权利,
the bond servant does not have his own right.
基督耶稣的奴仆是属于基督耶稣的,
the bond servants of the Lord Jesus Christ belong to the Lord himself.
而且我们看到今天一个奴仆, 他里面所愿意的是什么呢?
And we must also see what is the will, the desire within the bondservant. The purpose of the bondservant is one to please the heart of his master.
他是甘心来服侍他的主人,
wholeheartedly, willingly, he has an attitude to serve his master.
弟兄们,今天在这个时代, 我们没有很难有一种
Brothers and sisters, in this generation nowadays, it is very difficult for us to have such an attitude, the attitude of a bondservant. Because amongst men, between men now, it is all about equal rights. Even between the father and the son, it is all equal. If you're not talking about, if you say it's not equal, then the fact is the son is actually higher than the father. Because this world exalts man and man's rights. I don't feel this is a problem between men. There are equal rights between men. But in fact, there are some problems with that. Because as children, so even though it's amongst men, as children though, sometimes, at times, they need to receive discipline to be taught well so they can grow up properly. But in this life, in this generation, the trends of Book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 1.
我们由第一节看到第十一节。
We'll read from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11.
好不好?我们一起来读,你用读中文也好,读英文也好。
Let's read it all together, whether it's in Chinese or English.
腓立比书第一章,由第一节到十一节。
Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi,
with the bishops
and teachers, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
In confidence of this
very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bond and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God.
弟兄们读过这十一节的圣经，不知有没有一啲嘅印象？
Now, brothers and sisters who have read through these 11 verses, I don't know if you have a certain impression.
如果你读完没什么印象,不要紧,你可以回去自己再读。
If you have read through it just now, you don't have any specific impression, that's fine. You can go home and read it again.
今早愿意和弟兄姊妹在腓立比书一开头这一段的说话里面,有些分享,大家有些彼此的勉励。
This morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters from the passage here in Philippians so that we can edify and encourage one another.
我不知道在圣经里面你有没有哪一卷书你是特别喜欢的。
I don't know if you have a particular book that you especially love in the Bible.
有些弟兄姊妹喜欢诗篇。
Some brethren might like Psalms.
有些弟兄姊妹他喜欢以弗所书讲到神的启示。
Some brethren might really love the book of Ephesians because it talks about the revelation of God.
但我自己来讲，我就觉得腓立比书这一卷书。 係對我嚟講係特別啊，或者喜歡去讀。
But as for me personally, I love Philippians, or I really like to read the book of Philippians.
當然有原因啦。
Of course, there are certain reasons.
其中一個原因就係好短。
One of the reasons is this book is quite short.
它只有四章。
There are only four chapters.
只有104节。
And there is only 104 verses.
所以如果啲我見到好多青年嘅弟兄姊妹喺度啊。
I see there are many young brothers and sisters here.
唔知你識唔識背一卷聖經？
I don't know if you have memorized a particular book in the Bible.
如果你真係喺主嘅裏邊有一個心願，你話我聖經我唔單止要讀，我要識得念一卷聖經。
Now if you have such a desire before the Lord is that not only do I read your book, Lord, but I also want to memorize your book. And there's this particular book in the Bible.
唔係讀一章聖經，係讀一卷書啊！你話我識讀一卷書，你爸爸媽媽一定好歡喜。
Now this is not just a one chapter in the Bible. This is a whole book in the Bible. So if you tell your parents that, oh, I read through a whole book in the Bible, I'm sure your parents will be delighted.
唔係 read through， 識念一卷書。
Now if you have memorized through a whole book in the Bible, not just a chapter, I'm sure your parents will be delighted.
你話如果你念一章咧，我覺得識詩篇23篇。
Now, if you say, I know how to memorize a chapter in the Bible, Psalm 23, all of us can recite Psalm
23.
But if you have memorized, recited the whole entire book of
Philippians,
actually, the entire book of Philippians is even shorter than Psalm
119.
Because in one chapter of Psalm 119 has 176 verses.
所以一開頭我就鼓勵你哋啊，讀背一卷書。
So even at the very beginning, I want to encourage you to set the right tone so that you would have this in mind, the whole book of the Bible.
啊，我上一次嚟呢度係好耐之前嚟過。
Now, the last time when I came to fellowship with you is quite a while.
下一次嚟啦，我唔知幾時再嚟。
I don't know when I would come to have fellowship with you again next time.
但如果我下一次嚟嘅時候，我會問你哋啲青年人，你念曬成卷腓立比書未？
But next time when I do come to see you again, I will ask the young people, have you memorized the entire book of Philippians?
如果下一次嚟嘅時候問你哋，有人話念曬啦，我有獎品俾你。
Now next time I come and I ask you and you say yes, I've memorized the entire book of Philippians, I will have a prize for you.
你如果你唔記，我唔記得問你嚟問我啊。
If I forget to ask you, you can come and ask me.
但係點解我覺得呢一卷書能夠對我哋特別有幫助嘅？
So then why is it I feel especially helpful with this book?
因為我哋實在睇見，我哋知道好多神嘅心意。
Because I realize that we all know much of God's desire.
我哋知道喺保罗嘅书信里面，以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西系好宝贵噶，佢喺监狱里面写嘅。
We know that these three particular epistles of Paul are very precious, which he wrote in prison, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
在以弗所里面讲到教会是基督的身体，将神的心意启示出来。
In the book of Ephesians, it talks about the fact that the church is the body of Christ. It really reveals the God's desire to us.
在哥罗西书里面那里讲到基督是教会的元首，将以弗所的启示达到更高峰。
In the book of Colossians, it brings the revelation in Ephesians even to a higher pinnacle, and that is the fact that Christ is the head of the church, the body. But when we share on the book of Philippians, not only does it share with us the fact that Christ is our goal, He is our all.
而且是特别讲俾我哋听，我哋点样将呢一个真理这个启示在我们生活里面活出来。
But it really expounds the fact for us and helps us not only know about this revelation, this truth, but to be able to live it out.
我们大家都知道我们跟主的关系。
We all know the relationship which we have with the Lord.
他是元首，他是头，我们是身体。
The Lord, He is the head, He is the ruler, but we are the body.
但我们怎样将我们是基督身体那个生活我就活出来了。
The fact now then, how do we live out this living and carry out the living, the fact that we are the body of Christ?
如果你真的话能够将腓立比书唔单止读过，念出嚟。
Now the fact is, not only have we read through Philippians, but we are able to recite it.
我相信神就藉着主个话嚟到成为你脚前嘅灯，路上嘅光，你一日一日你就能够渐渐将神嘅旨意活出嚟。
I believe then, but God will allow for the word, His word to be the light to our feet and the lamp to our feet and the light to our path to be able to help us carry that out, live that out daily.
我愿意今朝就系要一个小小嘅开始。
May it be a little bit of a beginning for us today.
希望喺我哋喺生活里边，点样将一个德性嘅生活活出嚟，嗰条路嗰个开始指俾大家。
I'm willing to point out that way, that path for everyone, how to be able to live victoriously in our daily life, to have triumph.
所以一开头保罗就喺度讲基督耶稣个仆人保罗和提摩太写信俾凡住在腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众信徒，同埋中尉监督、中尉诸位执事。
Here in Philippians chapter 1 verse 1, it begins for us, Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons.
愿因为平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
你读到没有钱，你现在已经背了没有两节了吧。
Now if you read it a few more times through, you'll be able to memorize these two verses already.
但是当你读到这一我想句说话的时候，
But as we read these two verses,
这里实在给我们一个不是只是一个开场白这样。
Here it doesn't merely just give us an introduction to begin.
你知道圣经里面每一句都有它自己的意思。
We must know that each word in the Bible has its particular meaning.
因为圣经是神所默示给我们。
Because all scriptures is inspired by God, given to us.
所以圣经里面那些因为开场白啫，保罗介绍下他边个写了一本书啫，但是里面当你去看的时候，去默想的时候，你会觉得在里面真的能够好给我们有启示的。
Perhaps even with words like this, you say, oh no, this is just an introduction by Paul, it's a greeting, it's just how he begins his letters. But no, if we meditate upon it, if we really consider these words, it will give us revelation.
你知道，在很多卷保罗写的书上，一开始他写到他是基督耶稣的使徒，但在这里他特别写基督耶稣的仆人。
We know that in many epistles upon his greeting as he begins the letter, he says he is the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here he uses a specific word, he is the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你真的看原文有些好的圣经的翻译本，他说他是基督耶稣的奴仆。
And if you look at different translations, when they do the translation, some translations would say that he is the bondservant of Jesus Christ, the slave of Jesus Christ.
一开头他将他怎么样介绍他自己的时候，
Even at the very beginning when he introduces himself in this way,
就有一个信息在那里。
There is a message to be said.
是讲给你和我听。
It is spoken to you and me.
他提醒我们。
He reminds us.
他是基督耶稣的奴仆。
That he is the bond servant, the slave of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他写这封书信，他是基督耶稣的奴仆，保罗和提摩太一起写。
That it is written by Paul and Timothy, the bond servants of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但我们知道这个是圣灵写的。
We know that it is inspired, written by the Holy Spirit.
但他特别提出了他是神的奴仆的时候。
But the fact that Paul highlights the fact he is the bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一开头要读这卷书的时候，我们就在这个奴仆的光里面，我们看到他要我们知道什么。
Then at the very beginning, when we even start to read this book, we have to have the right tone that we have to see it under this light, what a bond servant wants to tell us.
弟兄姊妹，如果要得到启示，
Brothers and sisters, so we want to receive revelation.
我们需要神的差遣。
We need God sending us.
是做使徒，将书信写俾我哋。
We need God to send apostles to write the letters to us.
但系如果我哋讲到生活
，But if we're talking about living，
将神嘅道活出嚟嘅话
，To be able to live out the word of God，
弟兄姊妹，我哋首先要睇到，我哋需要企喺一个奴仆嘅地位。
Brothers and sisters， the first thing we must see， we have to stand in a position as bond servants。
因为今日我哋点解唔能够
Now today, how come we're not able to live becomingly as saints to live out the grace which we have received?
It's
because we stood on the wrong ground. We did not allow for the Lord truly to be our Lord. One who is truly to allow the word of the Lord to live out upon us. We must be one who confesses the fact we do not have our own right. We are one who is under the sovereignty of the Lord. How are we able to live out the life of the Lord? How are we able to bear fruits of righteousness?
弟兄姊妹,
it is only when we allow for the life of the Lord to reign within us to be our Lord. Therefore, at the very beginning, we must have the right attitude to have the light as a servant, a bond servant, to have the Lord place that at the forefront. A bond servant does not have his own will. The bond servant does not have his own right. The bond servants of the Lord Jesus Christ belong to the Lord Himself. And we must also see what is the will, the desire within the bondservant. The purpose of the bondservant is one to please the heart of his master. Wholeheartedly, willingly, he has an attitude to serve his master.
弟兄们,今天,在这个时代,
brothers and sisters, in this generation nowadays, it is very difficult for us to have such an attitude, the attitude of a bondservant. Because amongst men, between men now, it is all about equal rights.
老豆和儿子都是平等的,
even between the father and the son, it is all equal.
啊, 要下手不平等,
if you're not talking about, if you say it's not equal, then the fact is the son is actually higher than the father. Because this world exalts man and man's rights. I don't feel this is a problem between men. There are equal rights between men. But in fact, there are some problems with that. Because as children, so even though it's amongst men, as children though, sometimes, at times, they need to receive discipline to be taught well so they can grow up properly. But in this life, in this generation, the trends of book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 1.
我们由第一节看到第十一节。
We'll read from Philippians chapter 1 verses 1 through 11.
好不好?我们一起来读,你用读中文也好,读英文也好。
Let's read it all together, whether it's in Chinese or English.
腓立比书第一章由第一节到十一节。
Philippians chapter 1 verses 1 through 11. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace be to God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
In covenant of this
very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all,
因你常在我心里，我是在群所之中，诗篇未经十，福音的巧，你们都与我一同得人。我体会基督耶稣的心情，这是神可给我作见证的。我所祷告的，就是要你爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
Now, brothers and sisters, who have read through these 11 verses, I don't know if you have a certain impression.
如果你读完没什么印象,不要紧,你可以回去自己再读。
If you have read through it just now, you don't have any specific impression, that's fine. You can go home and read it again.
今早愿意和弟兄姊妹在腓立比书一开头这一段的说话里面,有些分享,大家有些彼此的勉励。
This morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters from the passage here in Philippians so that we can edify and encourage one another.
我不知道在圣经里面,你有没有哪一卷书你是特别喜欢的?
I don't know if you have a particular book that you especially love in the Bible.
有些弟兄姊妹喜欢诗篇,
some brethren might like Psalms.
有些弟兄姊妹喜欢以弗所书,讲到神的启示。
Some brethren might really love the book of Ephesians because it talks about the revelation of God.
但我自己来说,我就觉得腓立比书这一卷书是对我来说是特别或者喜欢去读。
But as for me personally, I love Philippians or I really like to read the book of Philippians.
当然有原因。
Of course, there are certain reasons.
其中一个原因就是它很短。
One of the reasons is this book is quite short.
它只有四章。
There are only four chapters.
只有104节。
And there is only 104 verses.
所以我见到很多青年的弟兄姊妹在这里。
I see there are many young brothers and sisters here.
不知道你懂不懂背一卷圣经?
I don't know if you have memorized a particular book in the Bible.
如果你真的在主的里面有一个心愿, 你说我圣经我不单止要读,
now, if you have such a desire before the Lord, is that not only do I read your book, Lord, but I also want to memorize your book, and there's this particular book in the Bible.
不是读一章圣经,是读一卷书。Now,
this is not just one chapter in the Bible, this is a whole book in the Bible. So, if you tell your parents that, oh, I read through a whole book in the Bible, I'm sure your parents will be delighted.
不是读一章圣经,是读一卷书。Now,
if you have memorized through a whole book in the Bible, not just a chapter, I'm sure your parents will be delighted.
哦,你说,我要念一章,我都懂,诗篇23篇。
Now, if you say, I know how to memorize a chapter in the Bible, Psalm 23, all of us can recite Psalm
23.
But if you have memorized, recited the whole entire book of Philippians, actually, the entire book of Philippians is even shorter than Psalm
119.
Because in one chapter of Psalm 119 has 176 verses.
所以一开头我就鼓励你们读背一卷书。
So even at the very beginning, I want to encourage you to set the right tone so that you would have this in mind, the whole book of the Bible.
我上一次来这里是很久之前来过。
Now the last time when I came to fellowship with you is quite a while.
下一次来,我不知道何时再来。
I don't know when I would come to have fellowship with you again next time.
但如果下一次来的时候,我会问你们的青年人,你念完整卷腓立比书没有?
But next time when I do come to see you again, I will ask the young people, have you memorized the entire book of Philippians?
如果下一次来的时候,问你们有人说念完,我有奖品给你们。
Now, next time I come and I ask you, and you say, yes, I've memorized the entire book of Philippians, I will have a prize for you.
如果你不记得,我不记得问你,你问我。If
I forget to ask you, you can come and ask me.
但为什么我觉得这一卷书能够对我们特别有帮助呢?
So then why is it I feel especially helpful with this book?
Because
Because I realize that we all know much of God's desire.
我哋知道喺保罗嘅书信里面，以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西系好宝贵噶，佢喺监狱里边写嘅。
We know that these three particular epistles of Paul are very precious, which he wrote in prison, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
喺以弗所里边讲到教会系基督嘅身体，将神嘅心意启示出嚟。
In the book of Ephesians, it talks about the fact that the church is the body of Christ. It really reveals the God's desire to us.
喺哥罗西书里边嗰度讲到基督系教会嘅元首，啊，将以弗所嘅启示达到更高峰。
In the book of Colossians, it brings the revelation in Ephesians even to a higher pinnacle, and that is the fact that Christ is the head of the church, the body. But when we share on the book of Philippians, not only does it share with us the fact that Christ is our goal, He is our all.
而且是特别讲给我们听，我们怎样将这个真理，这个启示在我们生活里面活出来。
But it really expounds the fact for us and helps us not only know about this revelation, this truth, but to be able to live it out.
我们大家都知道我们跟主的关系。
We all know the relationship which we have with the Lord.
祂是元首，祂是头。
The Lord, He is the head, He is the ruler, but we are the body. The fact now then, how do we live out this living and carry out the living, the fact that we are the body of Christ? Now, the fact is, not only have we read through Philippians, but we are able to recite it.
我相信神就藉着主的话，嚟到成为你脚前嘅灯、路上嘅光，你一日一日，你就能够渐渐将神嘅旨意活出嚟。
I believe then, but God will allow for the word, His word to be the light to our feet and the lamp to our feet and the light to our path to be able to help us carry that out, live that out daily.
我愿意今朝就系要一个小小嘅开始。
May it be a little bit of a beginning for us today.
希望在我们在生活里面，怎样将一个德性的生活活出来，那条路，那个开始指给大家。
I'm willing to point out that way, that path for everyone, how to be able to live victoriously in our daily life, to have triumph.
所以一开始，保罗就在这里讲基督耶稣的仆人。 保罗和提摩太写信给凡住在腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒，同埋中尉监督、中尉诸位执事。Here
in Philippians chapter 1 verse 1, it begins for the us Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons.
愿因为平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
你读多两次，你而家已经背咗两节噶啦。Now,
if you read it a few more times through, you'll be able to memorize these two verses already.
但系当你读到呢一两句说话嘅时候，But
as we read these two verses,
呢度实在俾我哋一个唔系净系一个开场白咁样。Here
it doesn't merely just give us an introduction to begin.
你知道圣经里面每一句都有佢自己嘅意思。We
must know that each word in the Bible has its particular meaning.
因为圣经系神所默示俾我哋。Because
all scriptures is inspired by God, given to us.
所以圣经里面，嗰啲因为开场白啫，保罗介绍下佢，边个写呢本书啫，但系里面当你去睇嘅时候，去默想嘅时候，你会觉得喺里面真系能够好俾我哋有启示嘅。
Perhaps even with words like this, you say, oh no, this is just an introduction by Paul, it's a greeting, it's just how he begins his letters. But no, if we meditate upon it, really consider these words, it will give us revelation.
你知道,在很多卷保罗写的书上,一开始他写到他是基督耶稣的使徒,但在这里他特别写基督耶稣的仆人。
We know that in many epistles upon his greeting, as he begins the letter, he says he is the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here, he uses a specific word, he is the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你真的看原文,有些好的事情的翻译本, 他说他是基督耶稣的奴仆,
And if you look at different translations, when they do the translation, some translations would say that he is the bondservant of Jesus Christ, the slave of Jesus Christ.
一开头,
even at the very beginning, when he introduces himself in this way, there is a message to be said. It is spoken to you and me.
他提醒我们,
he reminds us. That he is the bond servant, the slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. That it is written by Paul and Timothy, the bond servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that it is inspired, written by the Holy Spirit. But the fact that Paul highlights the fact he is the bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then at the very beginning, when we even start to read this book, we have to have the right tone that we have to see it under this light, what a bond servant wants to tell us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, so we want to receive revelation. We need God sending us.
做使徒,
we need God to send apostles to write the letters to us.
但如果我们讲到生活,
but if we're talking about living,
将神的道出来的话,
to be able to live out the word of God,
但如果我们首先要看到,
brothers and sisters, the first thing we must see, we have to stand in a position as bond servants.
因为今天我们为什么不能够 将我们所蒙召的恩相称的生活活出来呢?
Now today, how come we're not able to live becomingly as saints to live out the grace which we have received?
因为我们站错了地位。
It's because we stood on the wrong ground.
我们没有真正的让主作我们的主。
We did not allow for the Lord truly to be our Lord.
一个真正能够将主的道活出来在你身上的人,
one who is truly to allow the word of the Lord to live out upon us,
你是一个真正承认自己没有主权, 你是属于主的人。
We must be one who confesses the fact we do not have our own right. We are one who is under the sovereignty of the Lord.
我们怎样能够将主的生命活出来呢?
How are we able to live out the life of the Lord?
怎样能够结满仁义的果子呢?
How are we able to bear fruits of righteousness?
弟兄姊妹, 只有当我们让基督的生命 在我们里面作主作王的时候,
it is only when we allow for the life of the Lord to reign within us to be our Lord.
所以我们看到一开始给我们看见作仆人作奴仆的光先摆在我们的跟前,
therefore at the very beginning we must have the right attitude to have the light as a servant, a bond servant, to have the Lord place that at the forefront.
一个奴仆,
a bond servant does not have his own will. The bond servant does not have his own right. The bond servants of the Lord Jesus Christ belong to the Lord Himself. And we must also see what is the will, the desire within the bondservant. The purpose of the bondservant is one to please the heart of his master. Wholeheartedly, willingly, he has an attitude to serve his master.
弟兄们,今天在这个时代,我们很难有一种奴仆的态度。
Brothers and sisters, in this generation nowadays, it is very difficult for us to have such an attitude, the attitude of a bond servant. Because amongst men, between men now, it is all about equal rights.
老豆和儿子都是平等的,
even between the father and the son, it is all equal.
啊,要下手不平等,儿子比你大。
If you're not talking about, if you say it's not equal, then the fact is the son is actually higher than the father. Because this world exalts man and man's rights. I don't feel this is a problem between men. There are equal rights between men. But in fact, there are some problems with that.
因为神恩仔有时候是需要接受权柄,需要教导,才能够长大,生得好。
Because as children, so even though it's amongst men, as children though, sometimes, at times, they need to receive discipline to be taught well so they can grow up properly.
但因为今生这个世界里面的风气和教育
But in this life, in this generation, the trends of Book of Philippians
我们翻开腓立比书第一章
Philippians chapter
1 我们由第一节看到第十一节
We'll read from Philippians chapter 1 verses 1 through 11
好唔好？我哋一齐嚟读，你用读中文又好，读英文又好。
Let's read it all together, whether it's in Chinese or English.
第腓立比书第一章由第一节到十一节。
Philippians chapter 1 verses 1 through 11. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi,
在基督耶稣佢啲众圣徒。主为监督，主为执事，因为平安从神我们的父，并主耶稣基督归于你们。我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我深信打在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因你们常在我心里。无论我是在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得人。我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切的想念你们众人，这是神可以给我作见证的。我所祷告的，就是愿你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。使你们能分别是非，作诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀尊大归于神。弟兄姊妹读过呢十一节嘅圣经，唔知有冇一啲嘅印象？
Now, as brothers and sisters who have read through these 11 verses, I don't know if you have a certain impression.
如果你读完冇乜印象，唔紧要，你可以翻去自己再读。
If you have read through it just now, you don't have any specific impression, that's fine. You can go home and read it again.
今朝愿意同弟兄姊妹喺腓立比书一开头呢一段嘅说话里边嚟有啲嘅分享，大家有啲嘅彼此嘅勉励。
This morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters from the passage here in Philippians so that we can edify and encourage one another.
我不知道在圣经里面你有没有哪一卷书你是特别喜欢的。
I don't know if you have a particular book that you especially love in the Bible.
有些弟兄姐妹喜欢诗篇。
Some brethren might like Psalms.
有些弟兄姐妹他喜欢以弗所书讲到神的启示。
Some brethren might really love the book of Ephesians because it talks about the revelation of God.
但我自己来讲，我就觉得腓立比书这一卷书是对我来讲是特别或者喜欢去读。
But as for me, personally, I love Philippians or I really like to read the book of Philippians.
当然有原因啦。
Of course, there are certain reasons.
其中一个原因就是它很短。
One of the reasons is this book is quite short.
它只有四章。
There are only four chapters.
只有104节。
And there is only 104 verses.
所以如果我见到很多青年的弟兄姊妹在这
里。I see there are many young brothers and sisters here.
不知你懂不懂背一卷圣经。
I don't know if you have memorized a particular book in the Bible.
如果你真的在主的里面有一个心愿，你说我圣经我不单止要读，我要懂得念一点圣经。
Now, if you have such a desire before the Lord, is that not only do I read your book, Lord, but I also want to memorize your book, and there's this particular book in the Bible.
不是读一章圣经，是读一卷书啊。Now, 你说我懂读一卷书，你爸爸妈妈是很欢喜的。
Now, this is not just one chapter in the Bible, this is a whole book in the Bible. So if you tell your parents that, oh, I read through a whole book in the Bible, I'm sure your parents will be delighted.
不是 read through, 是念一卷书。
Now, if you have memorized through a whole book in the Bible, not just a chapter, I'm sure your parents will be delighted.
你说如果你念一章呢，我都懂，诗篇23篇。
Now, if you say, I know how to memorize a chapter in the Bible, Psalm 23, all of us can recite Psalm
23.
But if you have memorized, recited the whole entire book of Philippians, actually, the entire book of Philippians is even shorter than Psalm
119.
Because in one chapter of Psalm 119 has 176 verses.
所以一开头我就鼓励你们读一卷书。
So even at the very beginning, I want to encourage you to set the right tone so that you would have this in mind, the whole book of the Bible.
我上一次来这里是很久之前来过。
Now the last time when I came to fellowship with you is quite a while.
下一次来我不知道何时再来。
I don't know when I would come to have fellowship with you again next time.
但如果我下一次来的时候，我会问你们这些青年人，你。
But next time when I do come to see you again, I will ask the young people, have you memorized the entire book of Philippians? Now, next time I come and I ask you and you say, yes, I've memorized the entire book of Philippians, I will have a prize for you. If I forget to ask you, you can come and ask me.
但为什么我觉得这一本书能够对我们特别有帮助呢?
So then why is it I feel especially helpful with this book? Because I realize that we all know much of God's desire. We know that these three particular epistles of Paul are very precious, which he wrote in prison, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. In the book of Ephesians, it talks about the fact that the church is the body of Christ. It really reveals the God's desire to us. In the book of Colossians, it brings the revelation in Ephesians even to a higher pinnacle, and that is the fact that Christ is the head of the church, the body. But when we share on the book of Philippians, not only does it share with us the fact that Christ is our goal, He is our all.
真理,这个启示,在我们的生活里面活出来。
But it really expounds the fact for us and helps us not only know about this revelation, this truth, but to be able to live it out.
大家都知道我们与主的关系。
We all know the relationship which we have with the Lord.
他是元首,他是头。
The Lord, He is the head, He is the ruler, but we are the body.
但我们怎么将我们是基督身体那个生活活出来呢?
The fact now then, how do we live out this living and carry out the living, the fact that we are the body of Christ?
如果你真的能够将腓立比书不单止读过,念出来。
Now, the fact is, not only have we read through Philippians, but we are able to recite it.
我相信神就藉着主的话来成为你脚前的灯路上的光你一日一日你就能够渐渐将神的旨意活出来。
I believe then, but God will allow for the word, His word to be the light to our feet and the lamp to our feet and the light to our path to be able to help us carry that out, live that out daily.
我愿意今早就是一个小小的开始。
May it be a little bit of a beginning for us today.
希望在我们在生活里面怎么样将一个德性的生活活出来那条路那个开始指给大家。
I'm willing to point out that way, that path for everyone, how to be able to live victoriously in our daily life, to have triumph.
所以一开始我就在讲基督耶稣的仆人。 保罗和提摩太写信给凡住在腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和中尉监督诸位执事。
Here in Philippians chapter 1 verse 1, it begins for the us Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons.
因为平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
你读中文时你现在已经背了两节了吧?
Now if you read it a few more times through, you'll be able to memorize these two verses already.
但是当你读到这两句话的时候,
But as we read these two verses,
这就实在给我们一个不是只是一个开场白这样。
Here it doesn't merely just give us an introduction to begin.
你知道圣经里面, 每一句都有它自己的意思。
We must know that each word in the Bible has its particular meaning.
因为圣经是神所默示给我们的。
Because all scriptures is inspired by God, given to us.
所以圣经里面, 那些因为开场白而已, 给我介绍一下他哪个写这本书而已。 但是里面,当你去看的时候, 去默想的时候, 你会觉得在里面真的能够给我们有启示的。
Perhaps even with words like this, you say, oh no, this is just an introduction by Paul, it's a greeting, it's just how he begins his letters. But no, if we meditate upon it, really consider these words, it will give us revelation.
你知道,在很多保罗写的书上,一开始他写到,他是基督耶稣的使徒,但在这里他特别写基督耶稣的仆人。
We know that in many epistles upon his greeting, as he begins the letter, he says he is the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here, he uses a specific word. He is the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你真的看原文有些好的事情的翻译本，他说他是基督耶稣的奴仆。
And if you look at different translations, when they do the translation, some translations would say that he is the bondservant of Jesus Christ, the slave of Jesus Christ.
一开头他将他这么来介绍他自己的时候,
Even at the very beginning, when he introduces himself in this way,
这个就有一个讯息在那里,
there is a message to be said.
是说给你和我听,
it is spoken to you and me.
他提醒我们,
he reminds us.
他是基督耶稣的奴仆,
that he is the bondservant, the slave of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他写这封书信, 是基督耶稣的奴仆, 保罗和提摩太一起写,
that it is written by Paul and Timothy, the bondservants of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但我们知道这个是圣灵写的,
we know that it is inspired, written by the Holy Spirit.
但他特别提出了他是
But the fact that Paul highlights the fact he is the bondservant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then at the very beginning, when we even start to read this book, we have to have the right tone that we have to see it under this light, what a bondservant wants to tell us.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, so we want to receive revelation. We need God sending us.
做使徒,将书信写给我们。
We need God to send apostles to write the letters to us.
但是如果我们讲到生活,
but if we're talking about living,
将神的道活出来的话,
to be able to live out the word of God,
但是我们首先要看到, 我们需要站在一个奴仆的地位。
Brothers and sisters, the first thing we must see, we have to stand in a position as bond servants.
因为今天,我们为什么不能够 将我们所蒙召的恩相称的生活活出来呢?
Now today, how come we're not able to live becomingly as saints to live out the grace which we have received?
因为我们站错了地位。
If because we stood on the wrong ground,
我们没有真正的让主作我们的主。
We did not allow for the Lord truly to be our Lord.
一个真正能够将主的道活出来在你身上的人,
one who is truly to allow the word of the Lord to live out upon us,
你是一个真正承认自己没有主权, 你是属于主的人。
We must be one who confesses the fact we do not have our own right. We are one who is under the sovereignty of the Lord.
我们怎样能够将主的生命活出来?
How are we able to live out the life of the Lord?
怎样能够结满仁义的果子?
How are we able to bear fruits of righteousness?
弟兄姊妹, 只有当我们让基督的生命
It is only when we allow for the life of the Lord to reign within us to be our Lord.
所以我们看到,一开始给我们看见,做仆人,做奴仆的光,先摆在我们的身前。
Therefore, at the very beginning, we must have the right attitude to have the light as a servant, a bond servant, to have the Lord place that at the forefront.
一个奴仆, 他是没有他自己的意思,
a bond servant does not have his own will.
他是没有自己的权利,
the bond servant does not have his own right.
基督耶稣的奴仆,
The bond servants of the Lord Jesus Christ belong to the Lord Himself.
而且我们看到今天一个奴仆，他里面所愿意的是什么呢？
And we must also see what is the will, the desire within the bond servant.
他是一个讨他主人喜悦的心。
The purpose of the bond servants is one to please the heart of his master.
他是甘心来服侍他的主人。
Wholeheartedly, willingly, he has an attitude to serve his master.
弟兄们,今天,在这个时代,
Brothers and sisters, in this generation nowadays, it is very difficult for us to have such an attitude, the attitude of a bond servant. Because amongst men, between men now, it is all about equal rights.
老豆和儿子都是平等的。
Even between the father and the son, it is all equal.
啊,用下手不平等,儿子比你大。
If you're not talking about, if you say it's not equal, then the fact is the son is actually higher than the father. Because this world exalts man and man's rights.
我觉得人与人当中这个是没问题。
I don't feel this is a problem between men. There are equal rights between men.
其实都是有问题的。 But
in fact, there are some problems with that.
因为神恩仔有时候是需要接受权柄，需要教导，才能够长大，生得好。
Because as children, so even though it's amongst men, as children though, sometimes, at times, they need to receive discipline to be taught well so they can grow up properly. But in this life, in this generation, the trends